This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, happy weekend to you. First weekend of October. I am recording this on Friday. Happy Friday. Late Friday for those of you listening to this podcast for the very first time. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. All things K-State sports. Women's last football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's tennis going on throughout the weekend. Women's and men's, women's golf. And then, of course, men's and women's basketball right around the corner. I think later on this at the end of the month. So we're getting all fired up here in this podcast here, folks. Speaking of which, this episode is going to be coming out tomorrow morning. Focus on KC women's basketball. Yes. For the very first time in school history, this came out officially on Thursday. The preseason Big 12 on the women's side came out, and they have been selected preseason favorites to win the Big 12 in 2024-25. Big 12 coaches of polls announced this on Thursday at some time. I don't know what time it did, but this dominated, of course, my timeline. So, of course, yes, we're all things K-State, right? So we're going to talk about it, of course. Of course, women's team coming off of a big year last year, of course. And we kind of said it here and there over the summer months of the podcast. Bounce back. Obviously, you lose Gabby Gregory, who loves her time at K-State and still doing it big. Representing us, now an alum and graduate, obviously, but she was a superstar, or one of these superstars, on this team. Obviously, that's a huge loss there, but she's still going to be an ambassador, and I would not put it past her. She's going to be right there in the thick of it, rooting on her team, obviously, led by none other than Ayoka Lee coming back to this team, who was the big preseason player of the year. As the coach, Big 12 coaches also favor that as well. I think Serena Sundell, I saw that. I think she was going to be on preseason first team, if I'm not mistaken there as well. Yeah, preseason all Big 12 team. Yeah, I didn't say which team, but whatever, right? But I think she belongs in that category. Look, this team, returned, what, 10 letter winners? Along with that, basically you're returning, what, 85% of your starting lineup. Well, 4 divided by 8 is like 80-ish percent, whatever that is there. But look, Jeff Mitty, and hopefully I can grab audio and get it to you guys on Sunday. If you listen to this podcast, if you subscribe, like and subscribe, Pro Project Podcast, like and subscribe, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, and all that other stuff. Jerome Tang, we took some of that, and that was, what, a 25-minute presser, that 30-minute presser there. We only took a snippet of that. So maybe we'll go back and finish the rest of it. We'll see. But I am going to try to find Jeff Mitty's press conference on there, because that has to be. Listen, obviously, look, K-State hosted for the first time, like in K-State history or whatever, last year, hosted an NCAA tournament game. Not one, not just one, two of them. Right? First and second round, Manhattan, Kansas, and they have this weird thing of hosting NCAA tournament games. And K-State being, what, in the top 16 all season long, and then getting high as second last year overall, top 25, ranked second to South Carolina at one point last year. And then the wheels kind of fell off a little bit, and then it got back on it. Right? So look, this team, and they got a couple of some transfers over, and a couple of good recruits. Jeff Mitty has it all, right? And goes back to my co-host has said throughout the duration of this podcast when we talk about K-State women's basketball, right? Generational talent, and this kind of goes across the board a little bit. Avery Johnson, on the football side, Ayoka Lee on this side. You know, no, I'm leaving out, and you got to go back to Dean Wade when he played in the Bruce Weber area. Dean Wade, a generational talent. And you surround him with Barry Brown and Kamau Stokes, and that team went on to the Elite Eight, right? So you got to surround Ilkley with all that talent. And look, they haven't stepped on the court for a game yet, But look, we know what Serena Sundell brings to the table. One of my favorite players. Glenn Twins. I haven't mentioned them yet. Bradley and Jalen Glenn. So we know what they bring to the table. So definitely, look, and then you have returning players. Terrence Sides, who's, I haven't read the article yet. I was sure I'd get around to that this weekend. A Casella Sanchez last year. And then, of course, Eliza Mopin last year. And last year, look, you couldn't focus on this one player. It was just somebody else making the plays every game. A Terrence Sides last year, Iowa comes to my mind. Just things like that. A Sanchez came come up huge in some games last year. I mean, you just can't focus on one person. You have to focus on everybody. That's the thing of this team, and that's put the fear in the Big 12. I'm telling you right now. Look, Iowa State Tech, and yes, you gain several other teams. A Colorado who eliminated K-State last year in the NCAA tournament last year in second round in your own building, in your own house, double A with high stakes. You know, that game was there for the taking. K-State's offense couldn't wake up in time, right? So you just never know. But look, the talent, it's undeniable. This team is, I tell you, man, it's going to be something. Like, and of course, another stat here, 87% of the team's rebounds, you also return that production. 81% of the team rebounding from last year is on this team, right? So this is just crazy. And I'm not going to, if you don't know Ayoka Lee's resume by now, then I don't know what is, because I'm not going to go through that. We went through it enough last year, and that resume is going to build, but maybe down the line, so we'll go back over it. But obviously, last year, and then kind of just to point it out a little bit, Ayoka Lee was the first player in program history with two or more seasons of 500 or more points, 200 or more rebounds, and 75 or more blocks. It's going to continue to grow this year for this team. So, Serena Sundell, obviously, you know, led the Big 12 in assists and per game as well. So it's crazy. It is crazy in the excitement of this team. You got a high school recruit who's very talented. You got a couple of transfers from the transfer portal as well. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be bananas to see if this K-State team can either repeat or be better than last year's team. That's a scary thought. And that's a good problem in hand. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the third here. Women's basketball edition. And to wrap this up real quick, K-State, 7 first place votes. They're your preseason favorite to win the Big 12 on the women's side. Crazy, right? But it's so exciting as well. Iowa State, the rival, 2nd. Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, your top 5 right there. Boom. Woo. Big 12. It's the best conference when it comes to basketball from both sides. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while or since the very beginning, I have said this on numerous fronts of the podcast, right? Best conference in basketball, college basketball, when it comes to men's or women's basketball, right? That 5 right there, K-State, Iowa State, Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, your top 5 right there. And then Utah, Arizona, KU, Colorado, Texas Tech, 6 through 10, Oklahoma State, BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, Arizona State, and Houston, 11. And that's the rest of your Big 12 right there, folks. So, look, K-State, it's an exciting time right now. Especially if you're a basketball fan. So very anxious to see what they're going to do, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Jeff Mini, Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell and company, the Glenn Twins have in store for us this year, 2024-25 season. K-State Women's Basketball, your preseason favorites to win the Big 12 here this season. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. And then don't forget about our bonus channel. We did not record an episode this week because of what's going on in other sports, major league sports, with the playoff, with the Major League Baseball playoffs going on, the Royals advancing Chiefs will be playing Monday night. So, again, I'm getting ready to go to Chicago here next weekend. So, I don't know. It might be the following week, but we'll just have to play it by day. See, we'll see if we get back on there. But we did record a recent episode over there or on the Podbean app. Myself, Alex Aiden, we are, of course, K-State alumnus over there. Or I say alumnus, alumni, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Let's go wrap this up for the K-State Woods Basketball Edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on through the weekend. Go Cats.